Welcome to another Rush Hour Friday podcast. We'll reach into the vault and recall the time you fat fresh-aired two Hawthorn Premiership legends.
Who was that?
I don't actually remember.
And I'll get you laughing or crying with a Friday fruity joke.
But right now, let me tell you about the time I had a wrestle with a famous English pop star who I didn't even know.
I had no idea.
All right, so you know the audio we play when we win a gold at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
That's Spandau Ballet. That's where that song originated, right. Of course. A famous band from the UK in the late 80s, early 90s, mainly 80s. Now, excuse me. I'm only going to be able to tell this story if you'll excuse the names that are about to be dropped.
Oh,
all right.
Because you're name dropping.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So 1989, I'm playing Lancashire League cricket up the top.
Right.
The Australian team's there playing in that famous Ashes series when we beat England after we were meant to be the worst team ever to leave
to the shores. Land on the shores, yep.
And what people don't realise is a 39-year-old Dennis Keith Lilly was playing county cricket for North Ants.
He wasn't.
Had a season for North Ants at 39. Anyway, so I'm up there and I suddenly, and you can imagine, I'm stuck in a tiny little joint in Nelson up in the Lancashire
League. How far away?
Oh, that's a good hour and a half from North Ants. Anyway, suddenly I get a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I open up the door, and there's a very well-dressed postal courier-looking person with a very snazzy envelope.
Ooh.
And I thank you. No idea how you even knew I was there. I open it up, and it says, "You are invited to Dennis Lilly's surprise 40th birthday."
Ooh. Nice.
Now, the reason, of course, is you know that I know him very
family,
well is because
his
dad and he and my dad are close to best mates. And so I've known him my whole life. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, that's fantastic. So I'm thinking surprise 40th.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 25 minutes later, the phone rings and it is the great man going, "You're coming to my party?"
Oh.
I've just received this thing. It said surprise birthday party. He goes, "No, the surprise is that I've got to 40 because he lived nice and hard,
yes, he did.
Of course. But he said, "No, it's not a surprise. It's at Lammy's joint." Of course, Alan Lamb played for North Ants.
Oh, they with Lammy's down in Geelong. They're not
same name, but different.
Yeah.
Same, but different. Anyway, so I'm like, "Yeah, bloody oath, I'll be there."
Yeah.
Anyway, so it gets to the day. I get my ass down to North Ants. And I go to this party, and it's a who's who.
Ooh.
And I'm the only other person I knew there beside the great man was Justin Langer, who was playing in the Surrey Championship somewhere. So the two of us are there. Otherwise, we don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you do when I was about 22 and JL was about 18, we had a good night.
Of course. Had a few froths.
Come from a long way away.
Yeah. Camped the night there somewhere.
That's it. So when the end of the night came, there weren't many of us left.
Well, good.
But I was one.
Aussies left.
Langer was another one.
Yeah.
Alan Lamb, because it's his house, so he had no option to go anywhere. Dennis Lilly and this other bloke.
Ooh.
Anyway, so as you know, with idiot Australians, when it gets to 3 a.m, whatever it was, and we'd had a long go at it, the wrestling started.
Oh, no.
And Bill.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. Yeah. And of course, you got DK, who that stage is still playing as a big bastard.
40.
So he's got Lammy in a headlock.
Legger.
Yep. So, and there they landed on top of JL, who's an angry little bastard.
Oh, he's Taekwondo.
So he's starting to throw on from underneath.
And what are you doing?
I'm standing there minding my own business going, how juvenile is this? How would you bloody end up, wrestling? Anyway, suddenly this other bloke who's standing there. He grabs me by the throat.
Oh, no.
And he's got me in a headlock and he's starting to throw me to the ground. I'm thinking, I'm not copping this.
And don't know who you are.
Don't know who he is. And I'm not copping it.
No.
So I somehow grab hold of him and I land on top of him. This is in Alan Lamb's lounge room. So I've landed on top of this bloke.
Yep.
And then somehow the three of them have all landed on top of me.
Oh, no.
So she's a pile on. And this bloke's got this real high pitched little pommy voice. He starts screaming that he can't breathe and we got to get up. Anyway, I'm not giving a stuff about him. I'm trying to get Langer with a couple of kidney jobs because he couldn't tell me whether it was me or not. So I'm trying to belt him. Anyway, this bloke's voice is getting louder and louder.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, actually, we probably need to get off this.
Get off
five blokes on top of him. Anyway, we get up and he'd gone a little pink.
Sucked in your bum.
Gone a little pink. Anyway, he's sitting down and quietly sort of gathering himself.
Yeah.
And I said to the champ, I said, "Who is that bloke?
Who is
this bloke
anyway?
Who's just bloody ended up on the bottom of a pylon?"
Oh,
he goes, Didn't you meet him before? I said, no, I don't know. No idea.
He grabbed me now.
He goes, his name's John Keeble. He's the drummer from Spandau Ballet.
No, the drummer.
The drummer.
And he got you in a headlock.
This is him.
This is drumming.
Tiny little bastard.
And he got you in a headlock.
He got me in a headlock, so I ended up having to spin him. And then they all landed on me. And poor old Keebs, he ended up at the bottom.
And nearly died.
And his voice got very high, Bill.
By the sound anyway, of that, he
so
should have.
Every time we play Gold.
Gold. You're, that
I think of this. Every time we play that, I think that he was on top, on the bottom of a sandwich that had three unbelievably good cricketers.
And a drummer.
And me.
And the little drummer boy.
And he was underneath.
I thought I'd just listen to bloody Robbo. Name dropping.
No, well, I did. I said that at the start because I knew that's what you'd say.
Oh, Dennis Lilly and so, Alan Lamb and
Justin
Langs,
Langer and
then the drummer.
And me and John Keeble. That's it. You've never heard of John Keeble before,
no,
have you?
I've never heard
well,
of
now
Spandau Bella.
What do you call him?
Spandau Bella.
Spandau Bella.
That's what they are, Jim.
Can you believe it?
No. No, I actually can believe it.
Anyway, wherever he is, he'll be listening. Yeah. Good on you, Keeps.
Good on you, Keeps.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, talkies, and teal.
Talkies
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
May 2, 2014.
I want to tell you about something that happened a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah?
I got a call from Jordan Lewis.
Oh, the next captain.
Two-time premiership superstar of the Hawks.
Yes.
He and the Big Ruff, they're sitting in their car out here on Clarendon Street.
Right.
Big Wilbur walks across the street from the old paper shop deli.
Yes.
He's got his ham and salad roll and his drink in his hand.
Yep. Mm.
The boys wind down their window and yell out, Bill! Billy! Willis!
Was this the other day?
Bill doesn't even hig. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Bill doesn't even turn around and acknowledge them.
Did you have headphones on or something?
No. Oh. He just put up his hand as if to go, yeah, good to see you, boys. Sliding doors
I've
open
seen him
and
do
shut.
That.
He gets in the lift and comes up. Louis texts me and he says, mate, he put a flamethrower to us.
Jim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many peoples yell out to me?
How many peoples? Idiot file's going well today.
Do you know how many people yell out?
It's coming up a little later on today.
Well, I just can't say hello to everyone. And I had my role. It's like the Pope in my mobile.
He's going down, himself to the Pope, Jim.
Going down Clarendon Street, Jim. I got two Nuffies yelling out at me. Get stuff, Nuffies.
Premiership players.
I can't say hello to everyone.
I can't, Jim. Next, I want a photo if I stop.
I'm like the Pope.
I don't reckon Ruff and Louis want a photo.
They're
just saying hello.
Just saying
autograph.
Hello, being nice. They
autograph
say hello.
From the old four-time grand finalist. That's what they want.
Oh, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
The decoy.
I cannot believe
honestly, I heard them,
yes,
but I couldn't turn around.
Why?
I had glasses on. So I just said, yep, g'day, boys, and kept going. So sorry to Jordan and to Ruff, who are a couple of our favourites.
I think that's as good a sentence as I've heard. I can't say hello to everyone.
I'm like the Pope.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this has been a special Fruity Friday edition of the Rush Hour on the Listener app.
Of course, footy tonight down there Geelong way.
Oh, beautiful, Jim.
GWS.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm hoping with what's going on around the state that they've had a late-minute change.
No. It's
last-minute change and they're moving it up to Marvel.
No. Guess what happens? The lights go on.
And no one's there.
And the lights go down in the suburb.
No one's home.
There's no light. You can't turn on the heater or the cool.
Lights on, nobody home.
That's right, Jim.
As they said in that famous song. All right, come on, Bill.
Righto then, here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
I got rid of that shit opener for you.
Well done. Good. I like that. I appreciate that. Three nuns were sitting on...
Bill, Not riding through the Vatican City.
No, no, Jim, not the cobbles.
No, one says to the other, I've never come this way. Phil, not that one.
No, Jim.
All right.
Three nuns were sitting on a park bench, Jim.
Oh, right.
A man in a trench coat, Jim, comes along and flashes them. Two of the nuns had a stroke. The other one, she couldn't reach.
Oh, no. Oh, Bill. Oh, Jim. Bill. That's not up to scratch.
Jim, I didn't mean it.
You sorry. Bill, Jim. You can't be going with that stuff.
Well, it's a joke, Jim.
Thank
it's
you.
A J-O-K-E.
No.
Oh, it's been a big week.
Oh, no.
Hey, the Olympics are going to finish, Jim. That's it. Done.
Oh,
well
God.
Done, Channel 7.
Oh, what a pity.
What a pity. Never ring us again. Not on
What's
your
the
life.
The funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world.
Your nose.
Come on.